the James Suckling Podcast. Wine ratings, reports, interviews, and more.
A great tasting, and I think this time it was really interesting. As usual, your Chardonnays were really on money, but also you had some super great reds, the Syrah, the new Cabernet from Coombsville, mostly 2018. Is that the greatness of the vintage?
Yeah, I mean, 2018 is definitely one of the vintages to remember for a long time. And then you put it back to back with 2019. So in the long run, we'll see which one is better than the other one. I think 18 might be up there. Also 19 has more of this approachable charm almost from the get go. But 18 was so easy. It was a very compact vintage, but you know, we were able to pick everything when we wanted to pick, and still be able to retain a lot of freshness and aromas in the wines. So we'll see. I mean, time will tell, but definitely 18 is you know, one of the top three vintages that we've had in the past, you know, 10, 15 years, definitely.
And then I was really happy with the quality of the 2020s. You know, people know about the fire, and a lot of people didn't make wine in Napa Valley, but your 20s were really beautiful. Is that because you were down in Carneros and most of the fires were in the northern part of Napa? What happened?
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination of things. And like we were talking about before, that day of August 17th, where we started having the first heat waves and then the lightning storms and all that good things. I mean, 2020 looked like a very, very good vintage, and it would have been back to back to back with 18 and 19. And I mean, having this trilogy of vintages would have been amazing. Mother Nature decided otherwise. And so we know we had that really, really good base in 2020. The damage for us was more done with heat and dehydration on the grapes rather than, you know, smoke taint and smokiness in the wines. But, you know, we had a feeling that it would be a great vintage. So, you know, the heat happened, and then, you know, we did everything we could to save as much grapes and, you know, to make as much wines as we could, with the quality, you know, that we desired. But it's there. And naturally, it's a lower yield vintage. So, like we've seen in 2015 and 2017, I mean, those vintages have a natural focus and concentration in the wines. That's absolutely amazing. And especially in the Chardonnays, it really emphasizes that minerality and that flintiness, you know, in the wine, that touch of reduction that really adds, you know, a character to the wine and really takes the wine to a whole new level. So, you know, we're fortunate to have all our wines made in 2020, and we're really happy with that. It's not a whole lot of it, but we take what we can. And you know, 10 years down the line, when we do vertical tastings, or, you know, we taste those wines again, we'll be very happy that they're here, and, you know, they have the merit to be here and to exist. And I think that's the best thing, you know, at the end of the day. So,
and then you have your new wine, the Carillo, which was, you said, 90% fruit from Coombsville.
Right.
And that was very impressive. Lots of blue fruit. Very typical for Coombsville, with the freshness, the blue fruit,
right,
the graphite. Mm-hmm. And so are you excited about using fruit from Coombsville now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're super excited. I think Coombsville and Carneros, in the sense of, are pretty similar, because they're this cooler side of Napa Valley that, I mean, we love working with. And it gives us a lot of flexibility in, you know, ripening the fruits, keeping that freshness, that natural acidity in the wines, and still have very fresh aromas in the wines. But Coombsville and that Caldwell side brings more texture and structure in the wines, a little bit more tannic structure. And I mean, it's amazing, and it's going to make wines that are going to be able to age, you know, for a very long time and still be very fresh and very focused and have a ton of energy in the structure. So we're super excited. The 2018 is our first vintage. So it's, you know, first vintage is always a trial, and you try to see what you get and where you want to go. So 19 and 20, we made wine in 20 there too. And I mean, those wines, I think, get better and better because every year we get more experience with the site and we understand more what it's about. So yeah, super exciting.
But you're from Porto, so maybe finally you'll be better known for a Porto blend than Chardonnay.
We'll see. We're a little bit different than Bordeaux, but this definitely reminds me of, you know, some wines that I've had in the past, and you know, we were talking about it's the Pauillac of Napa Valley, and I think it's got some truth to it because of the structure and the flavors. Yeah, I mean, you know, we're proud of all our wines, and this is our new baby, so we're super excited about it.
Great, thank you very much.